Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Welcome, fans, to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network broadcast. That was Rebecca Berrios. What a great rendition, great singer here. And she and her family have been a long-time season ticket holders. So it is great to hear her as she has grown up here at the ballpark. Am I getting a little choked up? But it's just great because I just remember when she was really, really tiny. And now she's a high school senior. So it is a partly cloudy, kind of cloudy day here at the Dean. We had some thunderstorms and rain showers. The tarp was on. It took an hour. We got it all ready. Our grounds crew is an A-plus superb staff here. So we're ready to go. There might be some showers in the distance. Hopefully we can play on through it. I don't even have to wear my sunglasses here today. Game 5 of the 6-game set. Jupiter leading 3-1 in this series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That's the Twins, low A team rather, here in the Florida State League. Jupiter Hammerheads, of course, the Marlins. The Mighty Muscles are 56-46 overall, 15-23 here in the second half. They won the first half, so they are headed to the playoffs. The Jupiter Hammerheads, they're looking to get into the playoffs. They're in third place right now, 2.5 back from the first place Palm Beach Cardinals, 20-19 here in the second half, 54-49 overall. So we're getting set on the hill. It's the righty Gabe Bierman for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and opposing him on the opposite side for Fort Myers is the right-hander Pearson Ole, 4-6 on the season, 4.13 ERA. So Ole and Bierman, two righties going at it. Bierman is the team leader here with the Jupiter Hammerheads in wins and strikeouts. Gabe is looking for a seventh win of the season. He has a 6-5 record, 4.62 ERA. First up here for Fort Myers is the designated hitter, Misael Urbina. He's batting 293 from Valencia, Venezuela. So Bierman kicks and fires. That one will just miss low and away at 90 miles per hour. Bierman establishes his fastball. One ball, no strikes. Receiving Bierman is Joe Mack. Second pitch, that one's coming back into the screen behind home plate. So 1-1 the count. At first for the Hammerheads, it's Torin Montgomery. The second baseman is Javier Sanoa. Carlos Santiago's at short, and Jacob Berry's at third. From left to right in the outfield, it's Jake Thompson as Urbina swings and misses. Brady Allen in center and Chase Luttrell in right. So Bierman and Mack is the battery mates behind the plate. It's Alex Lowry. He's the home plate umpire. Around the base pass, it's Matt Wachowski. Two balls and two strikes to Urbina. Not much wind blowing here at the Dean at all, something that we're not used to the past couple of weeks because it's been gusting in and right to left. But today there is no wind at all. And how I knew that, foul ball, so the count remains two balls, two strikes, is that as I was prepping for the game today, I didn't have to secure any of my papers. Nothing was blowing or flying away. Then I looked up and I saw the flag just stagnant, not moving. Here's the 2-2. That one catches the corner. Max looking for some help. Nope, hit and go. So the count is full. That was a breaking ball at 84. Following Urbina is the shortstop, Noah Miller. He's a switch hitter. Then it'll be the catcher who's leading the team in average with .244 batting average. That's Noah Cardenas. Bierman delivers, misses, and Urbina heads to first base. He didn't realize that the count was full. That was a ball call. And so then he just tosses the bat right to the bat boy. He was practically at the plate right there. So Urbina gets the free pass. He's at first base. Noah Miller will step in. The switch hitter batting from the left side facing the righty Bierman. So Urbina, Miller, Cardenas, and then cleaning things up for the Mighty Muscles is the third baseman, Keone Cavaco. Cavaco leads the team in RBIs with 46. First pitch delivered to Miller. That one will miss. So one ball and no strikes. 92-mile-per-hour fastball there. Second pitch, tapped foul. One ball and one strike. So Cavaco is the cleanup hitter for the Mighty Muscles. He's the third baseman. Batting in the fifth spot is the second baseman, Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes batting .294, but only in 53 games. So he's not included as far as when we're looking at the averages. Rosario, the left fielder, will bat in the sixth spot. In the 7, 8, and 9, it'll be the first baseman, Dylan Tatum. Ground ball hit to the second baseman, throw to second. Pops out of the glove, but the force out. Urbina is out as the umpire, Makowski, motions, even though the ball popped out of Santiago's glove. But that will not allow a double play to happen, and Noah Miller is aboard on the fielder's choice. One down, that'll bring up Noah Cardenas. So Tatum, Azoria, and Bias are the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Mighty Muscles. At the plate, Noah Cardenas steps in, the catcher, batting 244. We'll run through the lineup really quick for the Mighty Muscles. Urbina, Miller, Cardenas, Cavaco, Cespedes, Rosario, Tatum, Ozaria, and Bias. Pitch delivered. Two balls and no strikes to Cardenas. It's a quiet night here, as I think some of the rain chased off our kids' club kids, because usually on Saturdays we've got a packed house and everyone's got their glove. All the youngsters that are 15 and under can be part of the kids' club. Weekly activities. They have tie-dyed shirts they got to make themselves. Two balls and a strike. Bierman breaking ball at 78. Crosses the plate. Timeout called. So quiet, you can even hear the birds chirping in the background. They're louder than the fans. The Hammerheads are wearing their newly designed jerseys. They're really cool. They're going to wear them every Saturday for the rest of the season. Here's the 2-2. Bouncer, shortstop, underhands it to second base. The relay throw is in time. So this time, the Jupiter Hammerheads are able to make the double play. So 1-2-3, down go the Mighty Muscles. We head to the bottom half of the first. It'll be Capay, Mack, and Barry first up for the Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida. I usually get to say it's sunny today. It's pretty cloudy in the distance on the right side, partly cloudy to the left. Well, that's a different story. We're hoping those storms are going way up. 0-1, the count to the leadoff hitter, Gidi Capay. He's the designated hitter here for the Hammerheads. In 17 games, he's batting 300. 1-1, the count, Pearson Ohl on the hill. 4-6 on the season, 4.13 ERA. Swing and a miss at 82. 1-2, the count to Yeedy. This is Ohl's 16th start for the Mighty Muscles. In 69 and two-thirds innings, he has 82 strikeouts. 2-2 at 78 miles per hour was the last pitch to Capé. Following Yeadie is the catcher, Joe Mack. He's batting 241. Then it'll be the switch hitter, fly ball into short center field, and that'll drop in for a base hit, and there goes Yeadie. He's on the run, sliding into second base. The throw came in time. The tag, though, wasn't applied as the ball popped out of the glove. The second baseman, Cespedes, is not too happy. I think he might think he tagged him already and then lost the ball, or Yeadie somehow caused something, but you cannot count out Yeadie, and he saw his opportunity. Let's see, as the manager for the Mighty Muscles goes out to talk to the umpire. That's Brian Meyer. This is his third season with Fort Myers, and he's out there talking to Matt Wachowski, and now Wachowski is talking to Laurie. So they're going to hash it out, but Yeadie, that was a very bold move on the very aggressive Yeadie Capé. He has three stolen bases on the season, and you can't count him out. Just a few days ago, he had an inside the park home run. He's safe at second base. So that was a tricky hit there. Just a little blooper into short center, and with that pie slice out there, the second and baseman and the shortstop cannot play, you know, in short center field, and it'd be shifted in, you know, that close. So the ball dropped in came Baez, couldn't get to it. Second baseman couldn't get to it either, and Yeadie was just being very aggressive, slid in with the throw coming in and made it in time. So Yeadie at second, taking a big lead. Joe Mack at the plate, left-handed bat facing the righty on the hill. First pitch missing. One ball and no strikes. Here comes pitch number two. Swing and a miss. Both breaking balls at 78 miles per hour. So Jacob Berry, the switch hitter, he'll bat in the third spot for the Hammerheads. Batting in the fourth spot is Brady Allen. He leads the team in average. He's batting 241. Also tied for the lead at homers with eight. Leads the team in runs and RBIs. Brady's been here for a while, 94 games. Batting in the fifth spot is the left fielder, Jake Thompson. Then it's the second baseman, Javier Sanoa. In the seventh spot for the Hammerheads, that'll be tap foul, is the first baseman, Torin Montgomery, in only 10 games. He's batting 294. Then in the eighth spot for the Hammerheads, it's the shortstop, Carlos Santiago. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Chase Luttrell. So Capé, Mack, Berry, Allen, Thompson, Sanoa, Montgomery, Santiago, and Luttrell. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's fair. Rolls on the ground to the second baseman, Cespedes. Easy play to throw over to first, but easier for Capé to run to third base. So Joe Mack grounds out to second, but his ground out helps advance Capé to third base. And that's why Capé wanted to get to second. He's all about scoring, running around the bases and scoring. So that, on game day, is going down as a single for Capé, and then it'll be a missed catch error by the shortstop, Miller. So an E6 on the play that gets Capé to second base. At least that's how they have officially done it so far. Jacob Berry at the plate. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Left side. It'll be taken by the left fielder, Rosario. He'll send in the throw, but here comes Capé, and he'll easily cross the plate as the Hammerheads go up 1-0. So the sacrifice fly off the bat of Jacob Berry. That's his fifth RBI in a very short season. This is his 10th game as Capé crosses the plate for the 12th time in 18 games. Hammerheads up 1-0. So with no one on the bases, Brady Allen steps in. First pitch, Allen takes it. One ball and no strikes. Brady, as I mentioned, is leading the team in average. He's batting 241, has 16 doubles, 2 triples, team-leading 8 homers. and has driven in 48, which also leads the team. Here's the 1-1. Swing, taps it. Strike number two. Allen is from Lakeland, Florida. He was drafted last year in the fifth round out of South Carolina. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball popped up. That'll come into short center field, but this time Baez has enough time to come in as that ball hung up in the air. So Brady Allen is retired as he pops up to center. But the Hammerheads score first. They're up 1-0 as we go to the top of the second here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
So if the home team scores two runs, two lucky winners chosen at random.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida, here in Abacoa. What a night it is. It's been a day as Gabe Bierman delivers the first pitch to Keone Cavaco. He swings and misses. The 0-1 is low, so one ball and one strike. The Hammerheads are led by manager Angel Espada. Glenn Dishman is the pitching coach. The hitting coach is Ty Hawkins. And the defensive coach, and yesterday he coached third base, usually at first base, is Nate Michaelis. Our celebrity trainer is Sandy Crum. Foul ball off of his foot. Cavaco is limping around at the plate. He takes off his helmet, and he's using his bat almost like a cane, like a crutch, as he is. Tried to take a few steps, and he's getting looked at. I thought it fell off of him, but I guess it hit him as he is headed to first base, or at least trying to walk around there. The Mighty Muscles, as I mentioned, Brian Meyer, who's from Cleveland, Ohio. That's where I'm from. In his third season, is the manager with the Mighty Muscles. They have two pitching coaches listed here for Fort Myers, Hernandez and Gaynor. The hitting coach is Sierra. That's Raiden Sierra. So Cavaco will get some applause, a clap, because he's now able to walk a little more like a limp as he goes into the dugout with the trainer. Looks like they'll need someone to replace him. I don't want to wait too long, because who knows if that rain is coming or not. Mighty Muscles trying to figure out who will come in for Cavaco, it looks like. So let me get out my roster. Number one, Tanner Scoble. He played yesterday.
Fans, your attention, please. Pinching for Keone Cavaco is number one, Tanner Scoble. Scoble, the pinch hitter.
So Tanner Schobel will pinch hit and finish the at-bat for Cavaco. This is never easy when you come in cold and you already have a couple of strikes on you. Here's the 1-2, but Tanner's all over it. He'll pop this one out of play to the right side. He's just right over onto Bierman's breaking ball at 83. Schobel's batting 294 on this season. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. That one misses outside, so 2-2. Yesterday, Tanner was the leadoff hitter for the Mighty Muscles. He was 1-for-4 with a stolen base. The 2-2 popped up. Right side, calling for it is the first baseman. He'll easily make the grab. That's Montgomery out there. So Schobel, who came in for Cavaco, pops up to first. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes is a left-handed hitter. He'll face the righty on the mound, Bierman, for the first time tonight. Cespedes from Azua, the Dominican Republic, is batting 294. 13 doubles, 3 home runs, and 21 ribbies. First pitch, swing and a miss. 92-mile-per-hour fastball delivered to Cespedes. Cespedes is the number 5 hitter in the lineup here for Fort Myers. The 0-1 is coming back into the screen behind home plate. I mentioned that the Hammerheads are wearing new jerseys today. Camden from children's art classes here in Abacoa designed these jerseys. And so based on his design is what the jerseys are like, and they are a very, like a turquoise shade of blue that looks like water, the ripples of the water, and then the hammerhead in gray, the actual logo of the hammerhead is swimming around. Foul tip, so 1-2 is the count, but it's swimming around in like the back of, in the front and the back. So you see the tail and you see the front of the hammerhead, so kind of like swimming around the jersey. That's in gray, and Jupiter is in script gray with a J hook, like the fish hook. So they're really, really cool jerseys. Backhanded by Sanoa. He's on the run, bobbles it, throws to first in time. So Cespedes grounds out to the second baseman. These jerseys will be worn every Saturday by the Hammerheads for the rest of the season, and then they will be auctioned off. So check out the team website, and also probably on Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium website, along with all social media. First pitch, fly ball into right. Camped underneath is Latrell. He makes the grab, and down go the Mighty Muscles. 1-2-3 once again. But check out our website, social media, to be able to buy one of these jerseys. They are really cool. Take a look at them. I'll post them later on my social media, too. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network with the Hammerheads up 1-0. We head to the home half of the second here at the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jake Thompson is the leadoff hitter here in the second for the Jupiter Hammerheads. It'll be Thompson, Sanoa, and Montgomery. First pitch was a strike to Thompson, a righty on lefty matchup. Jake takes the next pitch, one ball, one strike. Jake's batting a hefty 351 in nine games with the Hammerheads. He'll tap this one foul right by the plate, so 1-2 is the count. In just nine games, he has seven runs and is 13 for 37. One ball, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, it's coming back and going out of play. I think it hit off the roof and bounced for, we've got a kick club here. He's wearing his Palm Beach Cardinals or St. Louis Cardinals powder blue jersey. Cardinals will be back in town soon, not this weekend. Here's the 1-2. That one's going into left field. With no wind, the balls kind of just die up there in the sky and hang up to dry, really, as Rosario, he just camps underneath and makes the grab in left field. So O remains on the hill for the Mighty Muscles. Cardenas is receiving him. Dylan Tatum is the first baseman. There's been a change as Tanner Schoble, who went in as a pinch hitter for Cavaco, he's at second now. Bunt to the left side. Coming in is the third baseman, Cespedes. He'll throw to first base. It's in time, but Ol and Cespedes almost collided. They were both speeding after that bunt. And Cespedes, though, picked it up. Ol cleared out of his way. And Sanoa is retired. So Schoble at second. Cespedes was at second base, but he has moved now to third base. He just fielded that ball, and Noah Miller is the shortstop at the plate. It's Torn Montgomery. From left to right in the outfield for the Mighty Muscles, Rosario, Baez, and Ozaria. 0-2 is the count to Montgomery. Torrens batting 294 through 10 games. The Kirkland, Washington native has a couple of doubles, a homer, and six runs batted in. Two outs, 0-2 the count. The pitch, that one hits the dirt, bounces up off the glove of Cardenas, the catcher. 1-2 the count. Most of the Hammerheads in the lineup have been in less than 20 games here for Jupiter. A lot newly drafted just this season. Two balls and two strikes with two outs to Montgomery. Torn is one of them. Drafted this year out of the University of Missouri in the 14th round. Full count now to Montgomery. This is the Hammerheads' 104th game of the season. Brady Allen has now appeared in 95 of those games. Sanoa in 50. This is his 51st. Santiago in his 32nd game. Hard hit left side. Gets by the third baseman Cespedes into left. And with two outs, Montgomery singles to left field. That'll bring up Carlos Santiago. As I mentioned, in his 32nd game now with the Hammerheads. And those are the only three, Brady Allen, Sanoa, and Santiago, that have played in more than 20 games with the Hammerheads this season in the lineup tonight. Santiago, batting from the left side, takes the first pitch. It's a strike. Tonight, the home plate umpire, Lori, is calling the balls and strikes behind the plate, but it is challenge day, so the pitcher, catcher, and batter can challenge the umpire's call. The ABS is the deciding factor, the automatic balls and strikes. When the challenge is asked for by one of those three players, here's the 0-1 swing and a miss. Then the ABS outcome, whether it's a ball or strike, is sent into the earpiece of the umpire, and he will say if the call is overturned or if it's upheld. Each team gets three challenges. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball at 77. Santiago ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. We're going to the third inning here at the Dean with the Hammerheads up 1-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
The nation's largest provider of service dogs. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The play for the Mighty Muscles is Dylan Tatum, then it'll be Ozaria and Baez. Tatum from Stockton, California steps in. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Bierman delivers a strike as Tatum takes it, 0-1 the count. Tatum's batting 189 in 61 games with Fort Myers. 7 doubles, 5 homers, 16 runs batted in. Ground ball left side on the run. Barry off balance throws over to first and it's in time. That was a tough play for the Hammerheads third baseman as the ball bounced right by the bag. Barry just somehow got right behind it and really timed it well. Didn't trip up on that bag either. That was the tough part. And he had to kind of sidearm it and throw a strike to first as Tatum sped down the line. So, one down. Daniel Ozaria is at the plate. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side. One ball, no strikes. At the knees for the called strike at 90 miles per hour. Ozaria from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, has appeared in 43 games for Fort Myers. He's batting 270. Here's the 1-1, and Bierman's got him all mixed up as he swings at air and misses. Big difference from the 89, 92 mile per hour fastball, and then you see something at 79. Here's the 1-2. That one bounces at the plate, so 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ozaria laid off of that. Joseph Wade Bierman, but we call him Gabe here. Number 13 is from the Hoosier State. And on September 3rd, Gabe will be turning 23 years old. Swing and a miss. That's the first strikeout victim for Bierman here today. Only the second batter to strike out.
Number 11.
As we have now played 2 1/3 innings here for the Mighty Muscles. 2 2/3, rather. Luis Baez, the number 9 batter in the lineup, the center fielder for Fort Myers, steps in, takes the first pitch. It's a strike. Bierman played college ball at Indiana, was drafted last year by the Marlins in the 7th round. The pitch, and that one misses upstairs. One ball, one strike. Gabe pitched for the rookie league team here for the Marlins, the complex league team. And they're swinging a miss. That's a fastball at 91. And also then with the Hammerheads last season, Bierman was 1-0, 3.93 ERA in five games. Had 23 strikeouts and 18 and a third foul tip. That'll keep Baez alive at the plate. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 curveball. Strike. Challenged, though, by Baez.
Fancy previous pitch has been challenged. The ball is overturned.
The call ball is overturned, and it's a ball. That was a beautiful curveball. I guess it was probably a little inside, maybe a little high. I don't know. It looked beautiful, and the umpire loved it, too. But we're back on the field, and the count is two balls and two strikes instead of Baez going down looking to end the inning. Fort Myers will keep their three challenges, too. Check swing. The ball's going into the netting behind home plate. 2-2. The count remains. Baez will live to see another pitch. Infield playing straight away. Bierman sets, delivers. That ball is in the air into right center. And the center fielder, Brady Allen, cannot catch up with it. And rounding second base. Wow, sliding into third base. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. Baez picks up the triple here. Let's see if they give it to him with that throw coming in. But that ball just got away from Brady Allen. Latrell not even close to it in right center field. That was in the gap. Allen had no chance. They had to track it down. And in the meantime, Baez did not hold up at any base. He was flying around first, second, sliding into third, and plenty of time. So Baez, he could have and should have struck out to end the inning. But because we have the challenge rule here in the Florida State League, he was able to challenge the umpire's call. And now he's at third base right now with two outs. Urbina, we're back up to the top of the order, is at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Bierman missing low and away. This is something that can really get in your head, too, when something like that happens. And you got to get it out. It's like someone hitting a home run, and you just got to reset. You can't think how, wow, I thought I struck this guy out. Now he's at third base. Here's the 2-0 pitch, slap to the left side, diving after it is Barry. He stabs it, makes the throw to first, and casually receiving is Montgomery. What a play. So Baez is left stranded, and the Mighty Muscles come up empty. What a great defensive play by Barry at third base. So the Hammerheads continue to lead 1-0. It'll be 9-1-2 for Jupiter when we can return after this short timeout. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Chase Luttrell, first pitch, pops it up, left side. Going back is the third baseman. The shortstop incoming is the left fielder. I believe it was Cespedes, the third baseman, that catches it. That was a tricky play. All three fielders out there. Cespedes, he had a beat on it the whole way, and he makes the grab. So Luttrell is retired as he pops up to third base into left field. One down, we're back up to the top of the order. Yidi Capé steps in, takes the first pitch. Called strike by the home plate umpire. Stadium lights are on. I'm going to have to put our lights on here in the broadcast booth soon. I like to keep it dark. Well, it's a very hot day here at the park. I believe it was registering around, gosh, I think set 78, but the humidity doesn't say that at all. We've got the cloud cover. Here's the 0-2 to Capé. And he will place it into the gap in left. Rounding first base, but this time he's going to go back to first. Not going to try for second and test the arm. Oh, look, he's biased out there. So Capé is aboard with a single. Back-to-back singles for the designated hitter. One down, runner at first, Joe Mack will step in. Left-handed bat facing the righty on the hill. Here's the pitch. Mack takes it. It's a strike on the outside edge of the plate. Mack is 0 for 1. He grounded out to second back in the first. Hamilton Arhead is patrolling the concourse. He's always here for Kids Club Saturday. I was talking to the first general manager ever here of the ballpark yesterday in our pregame show. It was throwback 1998 day. That's when the ballpark opened up. And the kids club was called the Knothole Gang. Here's the 0-1 swing and a miss. It was called the Knothole Gang for quite some time. And then just the switch over. I don't know if we called it the Fins and Feathers Kids Club or something a little bit longer. Now it's just the Kids Club. I guess the kids don't know what the Knothole Gang really means. And that's back in the day when the outfield was wooden planks and you have those knot holes in wood. And the kids would be able to see, you know, a ball game from the outfield through those holes in the fence. Throw down to second base. Capé slides in. He's in there safely. Nice throw by Cardenas. The shortstop Miller can't believe it. As he crouches down and just is like, what? You know, how is this guy always safe? But he is. Capé picks up his fourth stolen base and now his 18th game. He's chatting over there to Noah Miller, too. Miller is really close to that white chalk line. Our pie slice out there on the left side. I think he's kicking around the dirt to kind of move the line where he wants it to be. I haven't seen yet where the grounds crew actually chalks it during the game. Kind of just gets it once, and after that, everybody kind of messes it up a little. Here's the 1-2. That one's upstairs. As Mac takes it, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Neither bullpen has anyone up yet. Everybody's sitting out there. It's not sunny at all today, so the relievers don't have to stay in the dugout early like they usually do. They usually hang out early in the dugouts, and then when the sun goes down or they need to start warming up, they'll head out to those metal folding chairs with no shade. Now it might be a ball call, and it is. So Yidi, he finds a way, doesn't he, to get around the bases. He's at third base now. Mack still in the box. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. The catcher is from Williamsville, New York. Drafted last year in the competitive balance A round as he swings and misses. So now there's 2 outs. Number 2 strikeout picked up by Ole.
The third baseman, number 9.
Jacob Berry,
the switch hitter, will step in to the box. He had a sacrifice fly back in the first to drive in the one run the Hammerheads have, and he drove in Edey, who's at third base right now, ready to be driven in. There's two outs, though, so no opportunity for another sacrifice fly. Righty and lefty matchup. Ole takes the signs, nods, kicks, delivers inside at 89 missing. Ole's trying to get Berry to back off. Yeedy, boy, if you purchase his jersey in the auction, hard hit, right side, just goes foul. I think our clubhouse manager has got to clean it up for you. It has caked on dirt. You can't even see the Jupiter across his chest or any of the Hammerhead. I mean, it looks like muddy water. Here's the 1-1, hard hit, right side. Second baseman diving after it, stops just in time. Throws to first, Berry's retired as he grounds out. So that'll leave one stranded here for the Hammerheads. They're still up, though, 1-0, as we head to the top of the fourth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Leading off for the Mighty Muscles is Noah Miller, then it's Cardenas and Cavaco, or not Cavaco actually, but Schobel. Cavaco came out in his first at bat in the second as he hit a pitch off himself and he had to limp off. 0-1 the count. Fastball delivered by Bierman to Miller. Righty and lefty matchup. Miller hit into a fielder's choice back in the first. 1-1 the count. The Mighty Muscles, they are wearing their purple tops again. They wore them yesterday, too. Road gray pants. Here's the 1-1. I don't know if it's a black or a purple stripe down the side of their pants. A lot of guys like to wear their pants up high, showing off the solid socks. 1-2 to Miller. Here's the pitch, and that one is wide of the plate. 2-2 is the count. Bierman missing at 91. Fort Myers has only one hit, no runs, while the Hammerheads have three hits and one run. The pitch, that one's low and bounces around the plate. So 3-2 to Noah Miller. Looks like the skies are clearing up on the right side of the diamond on the left. That's probably up north where it is probably pouring up there. I was up north today. Took a little detour before I came here to Jupiter. Headed up to Vero Beach. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Feel that breeze, because we surely don't have one coming in. But Noah Miller creates it as he goes down swinging. Second strikeout victim for Bierman today. That'll bring up Noah Cardenas. But I headed up to Vero Beach to the Jackie Robinson Training Center. The girls' RBI World Series, the softball championship game, was today at 9:30 in the morning. And it was a trio of women calling the game. Jill Guerin, the voice of the Visalia Rawhide. That's the Arizona Diamondbacks low A team in the Cal League. So Jill was here calling the play-by-play. Sandy Charles was the sideline reporter, and Monet Davis was the color analyst for the softball championship. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's low inside. So three straight balls here to Cardenas. It was the Houston RBI team against the Harrisburg RBI team. And the Houston team, they're three-time champions. They've won three in a row. Lifted into left field. Jake Thompson is waiting for it, and he'll make the grab. So Cardenas lines out to left for the second out, and that'll bring up Tanner Schobel.
The second baseman, number one, Tanner Schobel.
So Harrisburg was able to defeat the three in a row champion. It was a tight game, but Harrisburg jumped out first. Houston looked like they'd come back and tie it up or win the game, but they didn't. Here's the 1-0. That one's upstairs and off the mark. The girls actually came. I believe there are eight teams playing this week, including the Marlins RBI team and a team from Puerto Rico, too. But they came to the Hammerheads game on Thursday. So they were lucky to see a game here on Thursday with the Hammerheads and the Mighty Muscles. Foul left side, two balls and a strike. Jupiter won that game big, too, 10-1. So they put on a show for the girls. How many hits? 15 hits the Hammerheads had that game. Here's the 2-1, check swing. And oh, I think that ball got by the catcher and hit the umpire. It hobbled out there to throw the ball back to the pitcher himself. Two balls, two strikes here with two outs. Schobel at the plate. So you can still, that game was live on TV on MLB.com. It's under the video film site there, and it's still there, so you can find the link. And I did tweet it out too earlier. Fly out to center field, so down go the Mighty Muscles, 1-2-3. But it's still there to watch, and those girls had so much fun up in Vero Beach all week long and in the championship game. So congratulations to Harrisburg for winning the girls' softball RBI World Series. The Hammerheads are up 1-0 as we go to break. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
number 33, Brady Allen.
Brady Allen will be the leadoff hitter here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the fourth. Jupiter is up 1-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride here on the mic, high above in the Buck Kennard press box. Allen takes the first pitch. One ball, no strikes. Second pitch, he hits it hard to the third baseman, Cespedes, who lands on the ground, backhands it, and then throws to first in time. Oh, the crowd is groaning, and so is Brady Allen. He thought he legged it out, and there goes Angel Espada. He is not coaching third base today. He's the manager. I think he's got, yeah, it's Nate Michaelis coaching third base once again. But he is running out, Angel, to talk to Wachowski, the umpire that is manning those bases. That was a close play. It was a great job by Cespedes. He read it well, went down to his knees, and I think he actually fell backwards. So he was just, you know, on the ground and threw the strike to first base. So now the two umpires are going to confer. Angel steps aside and watches, open, as does Brady. He's hanging out by first base. He wants the hit. Jake Thompson will be up next. So it's overturned. And uh-oh, of course we're going to have Brian Meyer, the manager for the Mighty Muscles, now going out. Probably saying, how could you overturn that one? But they said he does. They're doing it. They said, go back to the dugout. Meyer heads there. So Brady Allen legging it out with the infield. It's still great defensive play by Cespedes. Got to give him credit for that, too. Hammerheads pick up their fourth hit now. They have one run and lead 1-0. Jake Thompson will step in. He's 0-for-1 today as he flied out to left. The left-handed hitter steps in. First pitch, he takes it on the ground to the first baseman. Throws to second base. It's a double play as Tatum quickly picked up the ball, stepped on the base, the first base, threw to second. So that'll erase the infield hit by Brady Allen as Jake Thompson hits into the double play. Two down, that'll bring up Javier Sanoa, the second baseman. He's 0-for-1 today. Sanoa looking for his 42nd hit of the season. First pitch, Sanoa takes it. One ball, no strike. Second pitch, a bouncer, shortstop, throw to first in time. Sanoa is retired as he grounds out, and 1-2-3 down go the Hammerheads in order. We're going to the fifth here at the Dean. Hammerheads continue to lead 1-0. They scored that one run in the very first inning. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
First pitch taken by Rubel Cespedes. Strike delivered by Bierman. Second pitch lifted up into center field. Going after it is Allen. He'll run out of room as that ball clears the fence. That's the fourth home run by Cespedes this season. He'll pick up his 22nd ribby. So the game is tied here in the fifth. Off the bat of Rubel Cespedes, the third baseman. That was a no-doubter. Brady ran after it in center field, but then once he realized, he just looked up and knew that ball was over the fence, and it dropped right underneath the big scoreboard in right center. Kalai Rosario now steps in, chops it left side, backhanded by Santiago. Throw not in time, a big rainbow throw over there as his momentum was taking him into left field. No chance as Rosario is aboard with the infield hit.
The first baseman, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
Dylan Tatum will step in. The first baseman is 0 for 1 today. Tatum batting 188, 7 doubles, 5 homers. Hasn't tripled yet this year, but has driven in 16. Bierman with fastball upstairs at 90 miles per hour. Swing and a miss by Tatum. Cespedes' solo shot is the ninth home run given up by Bierman this season. Here's the pitch. That one's going out of play to the right side. Gabe has pitched once here in August. It is only the 13th, second week. He pitched last week against the Cardinals. Picked up the loss. 4 innings of work, allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, all earned. Struck out 6. Here's the 0-2. That one will miss outside. 1-2 the count. Fastball at 91 that Tatum just laid off. Righty on righty matchup. In the month of July, Gay was 3-1 with a 2.96 ERA. Struck out 27 and 24 in a third innings. Check swing, did he go? It looked like he did, but he kind of just twisted his body, but not as bad enough. And Mikowski out there helping out. Laurie behind the plate says, nope, didn't go. So 2 balls and 2 strikes with a runner at first base and no outs. Gabe has thrown 66 pitches, 40 for strikes. Bierman kicks, delivers inside, missing. How is he keeping his spikes so white on the mound? Because the dirt, it's been wet. It's been watered down, too, by the grounds crew. So it is not dirt, but really mud out there. Payoff pitch coming. Here it is. Breaking ball that misses inside. And Tatum's not biting. So the first baseman will toss his bat, head to first base. Rosario advances to second. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Daniel Ozaria.
Daniel Ozaria.
Ozaria struck out in the third. Dishman's going to go out and talk to Bierman. He's the pitching coach for the Hammerheads. Ozaria, a little bit of trouble yesterday for the Hammerheads as he was aboard. It was the seventh inning. Infield hit, stole a base, an error by Mack allowed him advance to third, then a wild pitch and he scored. That was the only run scored by Fort Myers, but Ozaria can, you know, definitely be trouble at the plate and on the base pass. But then in the ninth, Worcester came in. Caleb only had to get one out, and all he had to do was face Ozaria, and he struck him out. So Worcester picked up his ninth save on the season. The win went to Justin Fall. Now 6-5 for the Hammerheads. Pitch delivered. Ozaria takes it. 1 ball, no strikes. Ozarias, a switch hitter, so he's batting from the left side. Open stance, runners at first and second. Fly ball into center field. Back is Brady Allen. Looks like he's got a beat on it. He does. Spins, makes the throw in, but the runner, Rosario, advances to third base on that fly out. Tatum will remain at first, but Rosario to third as Ozarias flies out for the first out here in the fifth.
The center fielder, number 11, Luis Baez.
The number 9 hitter in the lineup for Fort Myers, Luis Baez, will step in. He's the center fielder who tripled his last time up. The home plate umpire rung him up. He was supposed to be the third out. Going down looking, here he swings and misses, but he challenged it and he won. And then he tripled, but was left stranded after Urbina, who hit after him, grounded out, but it was a great play by Jacob Berry that really saved the day. One ball, one strike to Baez. Runners at the corners at first and third. We've got a 1-1 ball game. Both teams have 3 hits. The Muscles have 2 errors. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bierman came in with the fastball to Baez. And the number 9 hitter could not catch up with it. 1-2 the count. We've got some more fans filing in here at the Dean. They realized that it was not going to rain. Not yet, at least. So the Kids Club kids are here, along with their parents. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was the first week of school here in Palm Beach County, so first weekend when there's school again. Got to come here to the Dean and have some fun. Off the end of the bat to the right side. Fielded by Sanoa. He tags the runner, then tries to throw to first. It looks like he might have gotten hurt on the play. A run crosses the plate for the Mighty Muscles, and everybody advances. And then the home plate umpire says, whoa, yeah, the leadoff runner who is at third base is out. He was tagged out. Brian Meyer doesn't like that call either. So he's talking things over with the umpires. Sanoa fielded it. He placed the tag on Tatum. But Tatum's still at third base, and Meyer's still arguing with the umpire. They kind of collided a little. I don't know. He wants to, you know, get an obstruction call or something. It wasn't that much of a collision, though. It was like just kind of like a hard tag. And Sanoa just couldn't really make a good throw to first base. So the ball got by the first baseman. Rosario scored. Fort Myers up 2-1, and Baez is at second base. So 2 down. Fielder's choice allows Baez to be at first, and then the throwing error. First error for the Hammerheads tonight allows Baez to get to second base in scoring position with Urbina at the plate. Misael is 0-for-1. He walked back in the first. Swing and a foul tip. 1-1 is the count to Urbina. Two down, runner at second in scoring position. It's a 2-1 ball game as Fort Myers has taken the lead here in the fifth. Low and away, so 2-1 is the count. Fly ball into center. Brady Allen is chasing it down. It might go over his head, and it does. It bounces by the warning track. That'll play another run for Fort Myers, and it'll be a stand-up double for Urbina. That's Urbina's 13th double of the season and 15th run batted in. So with 2 outs, Misael Urbina launches that ball into center field. And it's about 395 out there, just short of the wall, right by the warning track. That ball bounced way over the head of Brady Allen, the center fielder for the Hammerheads. No trouble for Baez, going from second to score. as Urbina picks up his 13th double of the season. Fort Myers on top by 2, 3-1 ball game here in the fifth. There's two outs. Runner once again at second base in scoring position. Here's the number two hitter in the lineup, Noah Miller. He's a switch hitter, so he'll bat from the left side. Bierman delivers inside low, so one ball, no strikes. Reliever up in the pen for the Hammerheads right now. Just getting warmed up, so Bierman looks the runner back at second, goes inside, and nearly hits Miller with the fastball at 89. Miller turns quickly away from that ball. Two balls, no strikes. Hey, there's some wind blowing out. It looks like it is blowing a little bit out in right field. Here's the 2-0, swing and a miss. It's a breaking ball in the hands, or right on the hands of Miller. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Runner at second base. Fort Myers has the 3-1 lead. Here's the pitch. Nether. Similar, very similar pitch there inside at 85 with some movement. And Miller swings and misses. So Bierman coming back from the 2-0 count. It's now even. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one will miss low and away as Miller takes it. Now the wind's changed and it's blowing out in right field. Just a light breeze. The flags are blowing. No gust. Bierman from the stretch. He's taking the signs from Mack. Then looks the runner back at second. Comes, sets. Here's the pitch. That one's launched into center field. It'll drop in for at least a single. Rounding third base. Here comes the throw. It'll be to the cutoff man. And Fort Myers adds on another one. They're up 4-1 here in the fifth. So Noah Miller with the base hit RBI with two outs.
Now batting, the catcher, number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Noah Cardenas will step in now. Cardenas, the catcher, is 0-2. He's got a runner at first base with two outs. Cardenas takes the first pitch. It's low and away. One ball and no strikes. Wind starting to pick up, blowing out to right. Slight shift here on Cardenas. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one went into the bullpen. And let's see who is that out there that's protecting the guys. Reynoso, he speared that ball. He's protecting his reliever and catcher and everybody else in the pen. One ball, one strike. Cardenas at the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Here's the pitch, and that one misses low, too. So 2-1 is the count. So the shift is on as Sanoa is right on the white chalk line, as close as he can be to second base. The shortstop, Santiago, is shifted a little bit over to third as the third baseman Barry's playing behind the bag. He'll bobble the ball but still be able to recover and throw to first in time. So Jacob Barry playing great defense at third base, and he's able to make the throw and end the inning, but not before Fort Myers can score four runs. They've got the 4-1 advantage as we go to the home half of the inning. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking...
Torn Montgomery is at the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Leading off here in the bottom of the fifth, swing and miss. The count's now no balls and two strikes to Montgomery. Brady Allen, the center fielder, who led off the fourth inning. That was not a single. There was a controversial call there at first base. And instead of giving him the hit, though, it does go as an error on the third baseman. Up the middle, the shortstop. Miller will field it. Throw to first base as an errant throw. And Montgomery will be aboard here in the fifth. So after Montgomery, it'll be Santiago and Latrell, 7-8-9, batting here for the Hammerheads in the fifth. Then we're back up to the top of the order. Hammerheads need to get things going here. They were clinging on to the 1-0 lead until the fifth inning, until the top of the fifth, as the Mighty Muscles, they became very mighty at the plate and figured out a way to get at Bierman. Cespedes, he led off with a solo shot, a home run. And then everybody else followed after that. One ball, no strikes to Santiago. Here's the pitch. The call by the home plate umpire as it catches the corner outside. That was framed really nicely by Cardenas, too, behind the plate. He held it. He wanted that call from Lowry, the home plate umpire. The wind continuing to blow in right. Now it's really kicking up. It's gusting out in right. Now's the time for a lefty to hit it over the wall, right? Carlos Santiago's a left-handed hitter, but he just can't connect as he swings and misses. Olgo's inside on him, right on the hands. 1-2 the count. At first base, it's Montgomery. Torn aboard on the air by the shortstop. Another swing and a miss. Breaking ball at 77. Santiago stares down. Oh, but that's not going to help. He is still headed back to the dugout. Ola struck out now three Hammerheads hitters through 4 1/3 innings. Chase Latrell will step in. He'll bat from the left side facing the righty Ola. Straight calls. 0-1 the count. Pearson Blaine Ole from Moore Park, California. Drafted by the Twins last year in the 14th round out of Grand Canyon College. 6'1", 180. He'll turn 22 in about a month, September 10th. So both pitchers born in September. Fly ball left side. Waiting on it is Rosario. He'll make the catch. That'll return Montgomery back to first base. Latrell picks up the second out as he flies out to left. With two down, Edie Capay will step up to the plate. Edie. So both pitchers, Bierman and Ole, born in September, just 7 days apart. They're both 22 years old and will turn 23 next month. Yeedy takes the first pitch. One ball, no strikes. Capé getting ready. Check swing. Throw to first. Tag applied. And the umpire says, nope, he's safe. Boy, the first baseman was headed to the dugout there. That's Tatum. One ball, one strike here on Yeedy. Big shift on against the right-handed designated hitter. Third baseman behind the bag and the shortstop, he's almost hugging the third baseman. So there's a big gap up the middle left side for Yeedy. 2-1 the count. I have a feeling that Ole is pitching for that shift. He's not going to give Yeedy something that he can put in that gap, but you never know. He may just stick his bat out and bloop it in into short left center. Here's the 2-1. That one will miss low and away, so three balls and a strike with two outs. Runner at first base here for the Hammerheads. They're down by three. They had the lead until this inning in the top of the fifth when Fort Myers scored all four runs. They've got five hits and four runs. Here's the 3-1 swing and a miss. The count will go full on Capé. So the Mighty Muscles, five hits, four runs. The Hammerheads, three hits, one run. Fort Myers has three errors tonight where the Hammerheads have one. The pitch, runner going, swing and a miss. That'll end the inning and leave Montgomery stranded. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Fort Myers on top, 4-1. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
No matter when disaster strikes, learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen!
There's a new pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads here in the sixth inning to face Tanner Schobel. Strike delivered by Edison Suriel. Suriel, the lefty reliever for Jupiter, is in for Bierman. Here's the 0-1. Upstairs and missing. 1-1 the count. Schobel is 0-2 today. He came in as a pinch hitter and then stayed in as the second baseman for the Mighty Muscles as Cavaco was hit by his own foul ball. Stabbed by Barry. Boy, he is playing third base so well. This throw to first base. I'd like to know what mile per hour that throw is over to first. You got Schobel. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. There's one out. That'll bring up Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes is 1-for-2. Grounded out in the second. Hit a home run. Back in the fifth to drive in the very first run. When he crossed the plate, that made it a 1-1 ball game. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one catches the corner inside, even though Cespedes trying to fake it and step back in the box like it was a ball. He is so close to the plate. His back foot, his left foot, is touching the line, the chalk line there. Hard hit off the glove of Montgomery at first. Doesn't have a play as the ball pops up. That'll put Cespedes safe at first base.
Not bad. The left fielder, number 25, Karagi Rosario.
Suriel, 5'11", 199 from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. A 23-year-old pitched here with the Hammerheads last season. Picked up by the Marlins as an international free agent in 2015. One ball, no strikes to Rosario. Cespedes at first base. The pitch taken by Rosario inside. Two balls and no strikes to the left fielder. Rosario is 1-for-2 today. Base hit in the fifth. He went around to score. He scored after Bias, but the fielder's choice drove him in. There was also an error that Bias stayed on the base pass, and he was able to go around and score as Urbina drove him in. Rosario tosses away his bat as he's headed to first base.
The previous pitch has with the free been pass. Challenged. The ball is overturned.
The Hammerheads, they're challenging that last pitch, and they win the challenge. It's overturned, and Rosario has got to put back his gloves. He's got to put everything back on because he is not walking to first base yet. Cespedes at first base right now, and he's back at first as he reached first base with an E3, an error by the first baseman. Chopper, left side. That was a hard play to make for Suriel, and he has the ball in his glove. But Barry was coming in, the third baseman, and he bumped into Suriel, and the ball popped out of that orange glove of Suriel.
Now batting, the first baseman, number 15,
so
Dylan
right now, the
Tatum.
Game is not going in favor of the Hammerheads. Hammerheads are catching up to the errors committed by Fort Myers. Fort Myers has three errors, and now the Hammerheads have two. As Rosario is at first base on the error right there, and Cespedes has advanced to second. Dylan Tatum will step into the box. He's 0-for-1 today, grounded out and then walked in the fifth. Strike delivered at the belt at 88 by Suriel. Runners at first and second, only one out. 0-1 count as Suriel looks the runner back at second, then delivers. Max trying to get the call as he holds his glove up, but doesn't. So 1-1 is the count to Tatum. We haven't had sunshine here at the ballpark all game, but the rain has held off. And it's been a nice night here at the Dean as the breeze is starting to pick up. It is blowing out, though. I think that's where it pick out. Kind of like blended both of those. Pick up, blowing out. so not so much as a nice breeze for everyone here at the ballpark. Pitch delivered. 3 balls and a strike to Tatum. There'll be room to put him on, but the Hammerheads probably would rather not. Suriel looking for a strikeout right here. But the count, 3-1 in favor of the hitter. Fly ball into center, actually over into right field. Drifting over there, caught by Luttrell. That'll be enough, though, for Cespedes to go from second to third. So with 2 outs, Fort Myers has runners at the corners now at first and third.
The right fielder, number 2, Daniel Osorio.
Daniel Osorio will step in. He's 0-for-2 today. Struck out in the third, flied out in the fifth.
Fans, the previous pitch has been challenged. The call is upheld.
So the challenge again, the call upheld. 1-1 to Osorio. Runners at first and third for Fort Myers. They're up 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Suriel, in relief of Bierman, goes inside with the heat, swing and a miss. 1-2 the count now to Osorio. The 1-2, runners going inside, fastball on the hands, swing and a miss, and that'll end things. Two runners are left stranded for Fort Myers. And the Mighty Muscles take the 4-1 lead to the bottom of the sixth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
No matter when disaster strikes, learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride here. We are in the bottom of the six. Hammerheads down by 3. It's a 4-1 ball game in favor of Fort Myers. Joe Mack at the plate. 2 balls and a strike. Ole remains on the hill for Fort Myers. Ole has thrown 66 pitches, 47 for strikes. Two balls and a strike. Righty and lefty matchup here. Infield playing deep on the right side. Little shift on as the shortstop, Miller, is moved over to that disappearing white chalk line, extending from second base. 3-1 is now the count. The pitch delivered, swing and a foul tip. So the count goes full to Joe Mack, and the wind continues to blow out in right field. Looks like there's some action. Reliever up, tossing the ball in the pen for Fort Myers. Taking a little breather, time out here, count full. Mack back in the box. He awaits the pitch inside. Called strike at the belt. He's not going to challenge it either. So Mack will go down looking. Ooh, that's the sixth strikeout for Ole. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5. So fifth strikeout for Ole. And now 5 1/3 innings. Jacob Berry, left side, first pitch. That'll miss away. 1 ball, no strikes. Ole still throwing his fastball at 90 miles per hour here in the sixth. He'll go inside, and he gets the call. Alex Lohr, he calls us inside, but it's challenged. One ball, one strike to Jacob Berry. That'll still stay a strike. As the Hammerheads lose their challenge there. Next pitch. In the air. And lands over in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Foul territory. So 1-2 is the count to Jacob Berry. Berry trying to push his average above 200 right now. He's batting in the number 3 spot for Jupiter tonight. Drove in that one run for the Hammerheads back in the first. Sacrifice fly to right. Here's the 1-2. Hit hard. Boy, Tatum lays out and catches the liner in his glove. That's a lucky catch. I mean, he caught that ball, dove after it. It was right over the first base bag, inches from the line. And centimeters from hitting the dirt and going right past him. He just laid out, dove after it, stabbed it right in his glove. Good reaction by Tatum, but boy, what a lucky break there for Fort Myers. Brady Allen steps in, takes the first pitch. 1 ball, no strikes. Righty hitter at the plate, facing the righty on the hill. Foul, tapper left side. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 down. Hammerheads getting deep into the game now. We're in the bottom of the sixth, and have only been able to score back in the first. The Hammerheads are leading this series 3-1. This is a 6-game set. We'll end it tomorrow. This is game 5. 1-2 is now the count to Allen. Taps the plate with his two-tone bat, lays it on his right shoulder. Ole kicks, delivers, chopper up the middle. Taken by the second baseman, easy throw to first. And Brady Allen is retired. 1-2-3, down go the Hammerheads here in the sixth. We're headed to the seventh with Fort Myers leading 4-1. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
son, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're back, and so is Suriel. He reigns on the hill for the Hammerheads. First pitch delivered to Luis Baez. He's the number nine hitter here in the lineup. Missing, and then Baez getting the 86 mile per hour breaking ball in on his hands, and he swings and misses. Baez is 1-for-2 today. He's been aboard twice, tripled in the third. Fielder's choice in the fifth. He was aboard, though, and with an error, able to go around and score. Fort Myers scored all four runs in the fifth inning. Two balls and a strike here to Baez. Ball coming in from the bullpen of the Hammerheads. Got another reliever up and warming here for Jupiter. Fort Myers, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 errors. The Jupiter Hammerheads, 3 hits. 1 run and 2 errors. With a righty in the box, here's the 2-1 swing and a miss. So the count evens up at 2 apiece. Santiago, the shortstop, playing on the edge of the grass there and not close to second at all. Or the second baseman that shifted more towards that white chalk line, extending from second. Count now full on Baez. Beautiful night here on Kids Club Night. You know what's coming up soon is Baseball and Brews. Saturday, August 27th, the gates will open at 5, first pitch at 6. Beer tasting from 5 to 7. Baez takes that last strike 3, and he heads back to the dugout. Second strikeout for Suriel in 2 innings here.
Designated hitter, number 8, Nisiel Urbina.
So the book's been closed on Bierman. Through 88 pitches, 50 for strikes through 5 innings. 5 hits allowed, 4 runs all earned, walked a pair, struck out 2, gave up a home run. His ERA has gone up a little to 4.76. Back up to the top of the order for Fort Myers. Urbina at the plate. Pitch delivered. The 0-1 count now turns to 1-1-1. Lefty on righty matchup. Open stance by Urbina. He waits for the pitch. It's delivered and misses. That was a close pitch right there. 2-1 the count. 1 down. Suriel with his orange glove pauses, kicks, fires. Ball is put up and launched into left center field. Brady Allen running after it, puts up his glove and on the run makes the grab. Just short of the warning track. That was a lot of effort for Brady Allen there as he catches the ball in the gap.
The shortstop, number 21, Noah Miller.
2 down. That'll bring up Noah Miller. He's the switch hitter. The shortstop here for the Mighty Muscles. 1-for-3 tonight. Single drove in a run in the fifth. Struck out back in the fourth. Hit a fielder's choice in the first. Suriel delivers a strike. Miller watches it fly in and looks back at the umpire checking in to make sure. The 0-1's coming, and that one misses outside. 1-1. Two outs. Miller at the plate. Here's the 1-1. Suriel rears back and fires a strike inside. So 1-2 the count. Marlins are playing a doubleheader today. They lost the first game to the Braves, and they've started game two. Pop-up, right side, going into foul territory. On the run is Montgomery. He'll make the grab in the bullpen of Fort Myers, and that'll retire the side. So the Mighty Muscles go down 1-2-3. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. But before that, everyone, wherever you're at, friends, stand up, stretch, and sing along with our fans here at the Dean, the seventh inning stretch.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak.
New pitcher on the hill here in the bottom of the seventh to face the Hammerheads. It'll be Thompson, then Sanoa and Montgomery. Malik Barrington from Jacksonville, Florida is on the hill. The 24-year-old first pitch delivered. That one will miss. A righty on lefty matchup. Swing and a miss. Oh, I just saw some lightning flash in left field. Let's get this game underway. Let's get... That was in the distance. One ball, two strikes now. Thompson hit into a double play in the fourth, flied out in the second. Malik was acquired by the Twins as an undrafted free agent out of Albany State. 6'2", 220, or 236 rather. Barrington's 3-5 on the season, 3.09 ERA as Thompson fouls the ball back. So one ball, two strikes, the count remains. From the stretch, Barrington pauses, delivers. Ball's launched into center field. Bias going back, pedals back. And he reaches the warning track but makes the grab. So Thompson is retired as he flies out to center field. He has one homer on the season. That one almost became homer number two. But Jake decided to hit it to the furthest part of the ballpark. It's 400 dead center field. And he probably hit it about 394 or something. Very close out there to the wall. Sanoa steps in. Righty on righty matchup. Barrington delivering the 91 mile per hour fastball. for strike number one. So Malik, 26 games. He's only started two. Here's the 0-1. He's jammed. That'll pop up into short center. In comes Bias. He makes the grab, so Sanoa is retired as he pops up to center. Bias, keep it busy out there in center field. So Barrington, he actually has four saves and seven opportunities in 43 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 61. New reliever warming up in the Hammerheads bullpen. No action in Fort Myers' bullpen as it gets very dark here at the Dean. 7:50, close to 8 p.m. East Coast time, but the clouds in the distance, like I said, I saw some flashes of lightning. Not close enough to tell everyone to halt the game, though. Thank goodness. No balls and a strike to Montgomery. There's two outs. Hammerheads are down by three, 4-1 ball game in favor of Fort Myers. Breaking ball at 84, swing and a miss. That ball dipped low and away from the right-handed hitting Montgomery. Torn's been aboard twice. Singled in the second, was aboard in the fifth on an error. Error by the shortstop. Torn's batting 306 right now. Here's the 0-2. And Barrington hits the dirt there outside. So first baseman for the Hammerheads remains in the box. One ball and two strikes. Hammerheads are leading the series 3-1, but in trouble here in game five. One more game here tomorrow. It's a noon game. Every Sunday is a noon game. No fans in the stands. We do have some family members, staff, some friends of players that do come to watch the game, but tickets are not sold. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Tapper, left side. Incoming is the third baseman, Cepedas. Throw to first is in time. So once again, the Hammerheads coming up empty and going down in order as Montgomery grounds out. We'll head to the top of the eighth inning. Fort Myers hanging on to that 4-1 lead. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've got a new pitcher on the hill for the Jupiter Hammerheads as we start the top of the eighth inning. Yolen Quiñones is on the hill.
The previous pitch has been challenged.
That's a strike called by the home plate umpire. Strike. Challenge applied. It's upheld. So a challenge lost by Fort Myers there. 0-1 is the count to Cardenas. 3-4-5 here for the Mighty Muscles in the eighth. Fort Myers up by 4. It's a 4-1 ball game. I keep seeing it flash lightning in left field, so Hammerheads need to start getting on the bases and pushing some runs across in the bottom half of this inning. Two strikes delivered by Quiñones. Yolen, 6'3", 236. He's a righty from Venezuela at 22 years of age. Ground ball left side. Jacob Berry fields, throws to first. Cardenas is retired. Once again, he grounds out to Berry at third. One down. Schobel will step in. He's 0-for-3 today.
Second baseman, number one, Tanner Schobel.
Quiñones is 1-2 on the season, 5.61 ERA. This is his 24th appearance with the Hammerheads this season. He has 2 holds, 3 saves, and 4 opportunities. He misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes to Schobel. In 33 2/3 innings, he has struck out 40. Opponents batting .273 against the righty. Here's the 1-0. Upstairs missing. 2 balls and no strikes to Schobel. The second baseman's batting .250 with Fort Myers. The kick, the pitch, pop up. Catcher throws off his mask, calls for it, and makes the grab right in front of the pitching mound. So Joe Mack helping out his pitcher, Quiñones.
Not bad. The third baseman.
Two down, that'll bring up
Rubellis
Cespedes. Cespedes is 1-for-3 today, homered in the fifth. Drove in and scored a run with that solo shot. 6 hits for Fort Myers, and Cespedes has one of them. Ball gets by Mack.
With
all no strikes. I mentioned that I went up to Vero Beach today at the Jackie Robinson Training Center. That used to be Dodger Town. We still all call it Dodger Town here. I went around and looked around. Here's the 1-0 of all the familiar places when the Los Angeles Dodgers had spring training there. And we also had the Vero Beach Dodgers that played here in the Florida State League. Here's the 1-1 before the Dodgers went out west to Arizona. Ground ball taken by Sanoa. And 1-2-3. Quiñones comes in, does his job. We'll head to the home half. Fort Myers up 4-1. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Is equipped to the information booth because you have the dirtiest car in the parking lot. Please visit
hey,
the information
with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
bottom of the eighth inning. First up here for the Hammerheads, it's Carlos Santiago, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2. Quickly, he's got two balls and a strike on him as I look up. Latrell and Capé will follow Santiago. Oh, more lightning in the distance. Stay in the distance. I think it's over by the Juno Beach Pier, over the Atlantic Ocean. Hopefully it's that far away, which isn't too far away, actually. Two balls, two strikes here to Santiago. Our scoreboard and video board look like it's been hit by lightning. It's all a mess right now. We've got a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads. More flashes of light. And then flashes of light as the scoreboard starts working. Challenge here. Looks like it's two balls as the umpire waves. He wants to make sure as a ball comes in. He showed the count. I believe it's two balls and a strike. There it is. 2-1 is the count. As our scoreboard and video board flicker again. Barrington on the hill. This is in second inning of work in relief for Fort Myers. He goes upstairs at 92 with the heat. Swing and a miss by Santiago. The 2-2, another swing and a miss. Santiago will sit down. That's not gonna help the Hammerheads here as Santiago strikes out. Latrell will try his hand against Barrington or his bat. Oh, was the starting pitcher for Fort Myers. 6 innings of work, 3 hits, a run. It was not earned, did not walk any Jupiter Hammerhead batters, but struck out 5. Righty and lefty matchup. First pitch. That one's going foul out of play to the left side. No balls and a strike to Latrell. So a really good outing for the starting pitcher. Oh. 77 pitches, 55 for strikes. Another one left side, foul ball. Barrington has now thrown 18 pitches, 13 for strikes here in his second inning of work. 4-1 ball game, Fort Myers up. Lots of flashes of lightning in the outfield now, but it's very distant. It almost looks like that heat lightning where it's just flashes of light in the clouds. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss as Barrington goes outside and Latrell goes fishing, comes up empty. So back-to-back swinging strikeouts. Edie will come and he's going to try against Barrington now. Capé is 2-for-3 today, 2 singles, and has scored the one and only run for the Hammerheads tonight. 2 down, here's the pitch. Strike at the belt. Fastball at 92, right down Broadway. So he's talking about Dodgertown and visiting it up there. And I met some wonderful ladies in the reservation office. And they gave me a list, more flashes of light, swing and a miss, of because in Dodgertown there were bunkers, little apartments for the Dodgers to stay in there, like a little hotel there. And they had a list of what Dodgers stayed in which rooms. Base hit into center field for Yeedy. He'll jog down to first base, though, instead of his normal speediness, I think. He tried his luck in the first day, and that was enough. But with 2 outs, he singles to center field to bring up Joe Mack. So let's get the rally started. So it was really, really interesting to look at this list and see. And I went around to the rooms, taking a couple pictures of the doors and where the guys stayed. But, I mean, it was everybody that stayed there. You know, Pee Wee Reese and Clayton Kershaw, Charlie Huff, Sandy Koufax. I mean, just all the Dodgers. Everybody And the lanes are called like Jackie Robinson Lane and Sandy Koufax. But it's just so interesting. Even George Bush, our former president, H.W. Bush, he stayed there at Dodger Town. A 2-0 pitch. That one's popped up foul. Left side out of play. Runner at first base. Two balls and a strike. Joe Mack at the plate. Dodger Town was so unique in that there were no dugouts. And the players would walk from, you know, their backfields and their living quarters there. They had batting cages and fields. And walk or take a golf cart ride over a little bridge past this tree that is still there today. I've seen that tree for as long as I've been here in Florida when Dodger Town was there. And then they would walk through the crowd after the games, too. Sometimes people didn't even know, you know, but they kind of let them go. I guess they knew they had their uniforms on, right? So because they didn't really have a clubhouse there over on the field.
The previous pitch has been challenged. The call is upheld.
Call's upheld, so 3 balls, 2 strikes here to Mack. And it was just a quaint little field, not a lot of stands. And you could sit right behind the Dodgers and the visiting team would sit in these metal benches. That was their dugout. And you're sitting right behind them, the wall right behind them. Pitch is called a ball, and that will have Joe Mack walk into first base. So with 2 outs, Capé advances to second. Mack walks to first. Jacob Berry will step in. There'll be a visit by the pitching coach, Hernandez. He'll walk to the mound, and now there is a pitcher warming up in the pen for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. But it, like I said, Dodger Town was just so unique. And, you know, having those Dodger greats that would, like I said, take a golf cart ride, walk through, you know, the stands, through fans before and after the game, and then sit in aluminum bleachers, or not bleachers, but a bench on the field, and then right behind, the wall right behind them, there are fans sitting right behind them. Not a lot of shade from that Florida sunshine. There was no shade over them. And it was a small park. I don't know how much, I'll have to look and see how much seating, but it was really just like a lower bowl, like no upper bowl like there is at the Dean. So you felt wherever you sat that you were just right there close to the field and right by the players. Jacob Berry at the plate. We've got runners at first and second here with 2 outs. Barrington delivers, hits the dirt inside. So 1 ball, no strikes. That one came in at 91 miles per hour. 4-1 ball game in favor of Fort Myers. We are in the bottom of the eighth. Not much time left for the Hammerheads, but they've got 2 runners aboard here. The tying run is at the plate. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Berry has no home runs in his short time here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. He has driven in 5 so far through 10 games. Just drove in 1 in the first. Sacrifice fly. 2-1 is the count now to Berry. Barrington pauses, kicks and delivers. Fly ball into center field. Going back is Bias. Shifts to his right. I think he's got it, and he does. So a deep fly ball off the bat of Jacob Berry just kept drifting into left center. But Baez had a beat on it the whole time. 2 runners are stranded here for the Hammerheads. Go to the top of the ninth. Fort Myers up by 3, a 4-1 ball game. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
New pitcher on the hill here in the top of the ninth. Just off the IL is the lefty, Patrick Murphy. He'll face Rosario, Tatum, and Ozoria. So Rosario takes the first pitch. One ball and no strikes from Murphy. The last time that Patrick pitched was on July 13th in Bradenton. He lost that game, came in relief, pitched two-thirds of an inning. Gave up two hits, two runs. One was earned. Walked one and struck out two. One ball, one strike. Last pitch came in at 93. Here's the 1-1 at the knees for another strike. Patrick looking healthy now. So one ball, two strikes to Rosario. The left fielder is 2-for-3 today. Infield base hit in the fifth, scored a run, and then singled in the sixth. Murphy, fastball, swing and a miss. And he tires Rosario. So one down here in the ninth. Patrick is from Canton, Ohio. 6'1", 205, the 25-year-old. I believe he played for Ohio State, right? Here it says born in Chicago, Illinois. We have Canton, Ohio, but needless to say, he did play for Ohio State. A Buckeye here. Swing and a miss. Tatum, no balls and one strike. Lefty on righty matchup. They kick the pitch. Ooh, the sky's lined up. Lightning flashing. It seems like it's getting a little closer there. That was the brightest. It's been pulling him back, but that one came in at 94. 1-1 is the count with one out. Murphy is 1-1 this season, 2.84 ERA. He's appeared in 13 games and has four saves. In 19 innings, he has struck out 20. The pitch at the letters. That one will miss inside at 92. Three balls and a strike here to Tatum. He's being really picky at the plate right now. Tatum walked back in the fifth. That's the only time he's been on base. Elevated fastball. Fly ball into center. No wind, so Brady Allen has nothing to compete with, and he stands right where he's been standing that entire at-bat. And he brings it in. So Tatum,
the right fielder,
is retired as he flies out to center. There's two down. Daniel Ozuria will step in. He's 0-for-3, couple strikeouts and a flyout to center. Right fielder is a right-handed hitter facing the lefty on the hill. First pitch, swing and a miss. Before he went on the IL, in the month of July, Patrick was 0-1 with a 3.68 ERA. 8 strikeouts and 7 1/3 innings in July. One ball, one strike to Ozuria. Here's the pitch. Upstairs at 93, swing and a miss. So Murphy's topping out at 93 with that fastball. Hammerheads are down by 3. They scored their 1 run in the first. Fort Myers scored all 4 of their runs in the 5th. Here's the 1-2 at the belt for the strike. Everybody's walking off the field. Ozuria let that one get by, and he is going back to the dugout here. So Murphy came in, did his job, struck out 2, got another to fly out. We are headed to the bottom of the 9th here at the Dean. With the Hammerheads down by 3, you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org.
Brady Allen's at the plate. There's a new pitcher on the hill. In relief of Barrington is the righty, Nicholas Rommel. Rommel, first pitch, ball at 91 as Brady takes it. So it'll be Allen, Thompson, and Sanoa here in the bottom of the 9th. Hammerheads are down to their last 3 outs. Inside again and missing. 2 balls and no strikes to Allen. Brady is 0-for-3 today. Up the middle with a base hit to lead things off for the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the 9th inning. Let's get the rally started, guys. So Brady picking up his first hit tonight. That is hit number 83 for the center fielder from Lakeland, Florida. Jake Thompson. Left-handed hitter facing the righty. The throw to first base. It gets by the first baseman, and Brady Allen can advance to second. That ball goes all the way into the pen for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So Rommel threw over to first, trying to pick off Brady Allen, but instead the errant throw has Brady at second base in scoring position here for Jake Thompson. The pitch. Check swing. Does he go? Our scoreboard's a mess right now, too. All right. We've got timeout. Pitcher catch are going to talk things over. In the meantime, I'll let you know that Nicholas Grimmel is from Berlin, Germany. 6'3", 200. The righty's 23 years of age. International free agent signed by the Twins in 2017. Grimmel is 4-1 on the season, 2.15 ERA. He's appeared in 22 games, all in relief for Fort Myers. He'll go outside to the lefty and misses. One ball, two balls, and no strikes. Fastball at 91. Jake taking a big lead at second base. Whoa, there goes the flash of lightning. The umpire's just ignoring it because that was closer than it's ever been. You don't hear the thunder, at least I don't, but you see those flashes. Three balls, no strikes. Let's get some flash of power here off the bat of Jake Thompson. He's got one homer on the season, and he's driven in seven, but he'll take the free pass and head to first base. So Thompson walks. Javier Sanoa will come up to the plate. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Hammerheads have no outs. The tying run is coming to the plate. Javier has three home runs and has driven in 17 this season. Grimmel, as I mentioned, 22 games, and in those 22 games, he has two saves and three opportunities. He's pitched 29 and a third innings and has struck out 36. Opponents are batting a mere 186 against him. The Hammerheads, though, feeling good as time is called. Pitching coach Hernandez, he's jogging out to the mound. He's got to talk to his pitcher there, who seems to have some trouble with the mud, the dirt that's caked on his spikes, trying to knock it off. So the Hammerheads have runners at first and second, no outs. Sanoa at the plate with one ball and no strikes. Javier, the second baseman from Maracay, Venezuela, is playing in this 51st game, and he has 41 hits. He's driven in 17 this season. And he is the tying run at the plate. Looks like relievers are up in the pen for Fort Myers, stretching. There's a reliever throwing in the pen for the Hammerheads. Just in case we go to extras. Let's just win it here, guys. Let's walk it off. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. At the belt for the strike at 92. Let's see. Grimmel has given up only one home run this season. One ball, one strike. The kick, the pitch. That's a fastball, but it goes below the knees inside, so 2-1. The crowd is sticking around. They're behind the Hammerheads. 2-1, the count's in favor of Javier, who's at the plate. Open stance, wiggles his bat. The pitch, in on the hands. He pops it up into center field. Will it drop? No, Bias gets to it, and he throws it in so the runners cannot advance. That was hit just a little too short in center. Nobody's testing the arm of Baez. So Sanoa's retired. Flies out to center. There's one down. Torn Montgomery will step in. Montgomery kicks around the dirt at the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. The first baseman is 1-for-3 today, singled back in the second. First pitch, right at the knees for the strike. Got some cheese at the knees there. Torrance batting 297, has hit a home run. He's the tying run at the plate. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball dipped away from Montgomery at 86. Pitcher's count, leaning in is Grimmel. Takes the signs from the stretch, brings his glove to his belt, looks the runner back once, twice, and now here's the pitch. He goes wide, way wide of the plate. One ball, two strikes to Montgomery. The Hammerheads have failed to score in the last 7 innings. Now 8 here. Hopefully they'll score here. They haven't scored since the first. Here's the 1-2 off the end of the bat. That one's going over by the Cassidy cool zone in foul territory. Runners at first and second. There's 2 outs. It's Brady Allen at second and Thompson at first. The pitch, it bounces by the plate, gets away from the catcher. Runners advance. And Torrent is retired, so 2 outs. So Montgomery will strike out, but since the ball got by Cardenas, the catcher, Allen advances to third and Thompson to second. Two down, Carlos Santiago will step in. The switch hitter bats from the left side. Once again, tying runner run at the plate to Santiago. Rimmel delivers the strike at 91. That just touched the outside part of the plate. 0-1 the count, 2 outs. Runners at second and third in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Wide of the plate. 1-1 is the count on Santiago. Carlos with 3 homers, 18 runs batted in. Boy, would it be nice if he could push a couple runs across the plate here. The 1-2, and that one misses outside. 2 balls, 1 strike, good eye by Santiago. That was close, but it was a ball. Tying run at the plate. Hammerheads down to their last out here. In the bottom of the ninth, here's the 2-1. Little tap or foul by the plate. Count evens up at 2 apiece with 2 outs and 2 runners on for the Hammerheads. Jupiter has won 3 games out of 4 in this series. They have a 3-game win streak, whereas Fort Myers is on a 3-game losing streak. The 2-2's coming at Santiago. Check swing. Does he go? Yes, he does. And that will end the ball game. Santiago trying to hold back. That still looked like a good pitch anyway, is to swing and hit. But Santiago not able to do it. 2 runners are stranded here in the bottom of the ninth as the Hammerheads fall 4-1 to Fort Myers here in game 5. So Fort Myers wins 4-1. We'll take a short timeout and head to our post-game show. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network post-game show. Lisa Pride here. We're going to wrap it up as the Jupiter Hammerheads fall 4-1 to the Mighty Muscles here at the Dean in Game 5. But Jupiter still leads the series, the six-game set, 3-2. Fort Myers had 6 hits, 4 errors, but scored 4 runs, all in the fifth. The Hammerheads, 5 hits, 1 run. 2 errors. That 1 run was scored in the very first inning. And after that, the Hammerheads were shut out the rest of the game. Ole picks up the win. He's 5-6 on the season. Bierman picks up his 6th loss, so he's 6-6. The save goes to Rimmel, his 3rd of the season. As we take a look at the offense for the Hammerheads, Capay was 3-for-4 leading off for Jupiter tonight. He scored that 1 run for the Hammerheads. The only other hits came off the bat of Brady Allen. That was here in the 9th inning. He was left stranded. And Torrin Montgomery was also 1-for-4. Sacrifice fly by Barry drove in Compay in the 1st inning. And that's all she wrote for the Hammerheads. As we also look at the Hammerheads, pitching-wise, well, Bierman went 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned. He had trouble in that 5th inning. Couple of walks, couple of strikeouts, and a home run given up. And so Bierman picks up his 6th loss on the season. Surreal came in relief, 2 innings of work, only allowed 1 hit, no runs, struck out 2. Quinones came in, did his job, 1 inning pitched, and no hits or runs or walks given up. Murphy off the IL, great to see Patrick Murphy back here with the team, and allowed no hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 2 in his first time here with the Hammerheads, coming off the IL since July 13th. But when we talk about the offense, it mostly went on the other side, the Mighty Muscles in the 5th inning. 4 runs were scored on 3 hits. There was an error that inning. It all started with Cespedes, the 3rd baseman, solo shot over the left center field wall, and that made it a 1-1 ball game, all tied up right there. Rosario, infield base hit. Dylan Tatum, the 1st baseman, walked. And with 1 out, Luis Baez, he got on in a fielder's choice, driving in a run. So 2-1, Fort Myers was on top. Then Urbina doubled in Baez. Noah Miller singled up the middle and drove in Urbina. And that is how the Mighty Muscles scored 4 runs there in the 5th, and how they won the ball game after figuring out how to hold off Jupiter. And it's crazy because Jupiter, they have been, I actually put away my book. I'm going to have to bring it back out now because I had some really good stats there too. Let me see if I can pull it up really quickly. Or actually, here it is in my scorebook, that in the first 4 games, Jupiter, 43 hits. And let's see how many runs. 19, 22, 22 runs in 4 games, 43 hits. And then tonight, Fort Myers just really found a way to stop him. And I think that the way they stopped him is with, oh, their starting pitcher who held, you know, the Hammerheads just 3 hits, a run, and it wasn't even earned in 6 innings of work and striking out 5. So the Hammerheads just went cold tonight against Fort Myers. Offensively for the Mighty Muscles, it was Rosario who was 2-for-4 and scored a run. Cespedes, as we said, with the home run, so he drove in a run. Miller, Urbina, and Baez also driving in runs. So when you take a look at it, Capay was really the player of the night for the Jupiter Hammerheads, and the player of the game would go to Ole, picking up his fifth win of the season. 5-6, six innings of work, allowed three hits a run. It was not earned, as I mentioned, and struck out five. What a game for Fort Myers as they made the comeback here after losing three straight to the Jupiter Hammerheads in the series. We've got one more game to play, and that's tomorrow at noon. There will be no tickets sold, so if you can't get to the game, if you're not a family member or a friend and can't get here to the game, listen in, tune in to our broadcast here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Network. And before I go from the Buck Kennard press box, I would like to say that this game has been dedicated to Frank Newart. Him and his wife, Joan, have both been longtime employees here during spring training for the Miami Marlins, and Frank passed away on Monday of this week. So we're thinking about the Newart family, and especially Joan, and we dedicate this game tonight to Frank Newart. So it's hard to, when you have someone that's so dear to you and has worked so long here at the ballpark and with the Marlins, but we are definitely have you all in our thoughts and prayers. So as we go tonight, we'll remember the Newart family. And we'll be back, though, tomorrow at noon here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Hammerheads do fall, though, and lose tonight 4-1 to Fort Myers. Still leading the series, though, 3-2. We'll see if the Hammerheads can win one more. Hammerheads 2, they need to win because they are battling for the playoff spot here in the second half. And they're battling against the Cardinals, who are in first place in the East Division. Let's see if I can get a quick look at the scores. Palm Beach is actually losing to Bradenton in the eighth inning. So if the Cardinals could, you know, help out the Hammerheads a little, but the Hammerheads before tonight's ball game were in third place and 2.5 back. We'll see how Palm Beach ends up tonight and find the new standings later tonight and tomorrow. Once again, I'm Lisa Pride here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast. It's been a pleasure bringing you and calling the game for you. So I will say goodnight for now, and I'll see you all at the ballpark very soon. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Good night, everyone.